Hello and welcome to Hitchin' the Trailer. I'm Greg, and with me, as always, is my one and only friend, Nicole.
Hiya!
And also with me, joining us for the first time, live in studio, is the star of stage and screen from the 90s, Danny D.
That was the 2000s.
It was the 2000s. Oh, yeah, don't age me that much. Hello.
All right, today we're doing the movie Friendship. You ready to pod, babe?
Ready, Cass, babe?
You ready to pod, Danielle?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer. I've been watching.
All right. You want to hit us with the IMDb blurb, my love?
Let's do the blurb. Okay. Oh, short and sweet again.
Sweet.
Friendship. A suburban dad falls hard for his charismatic new neighbor. Sold. Sold. The end.
All right. So, Danielle, we're going to start with you.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Thanks very much.
It's an honor. I'm honored to be on this episode because we all know.
Well, that's the thing. You're the leading fan of both Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd, I think.
I think so. And I can't tell you how many Tim Robinson themed parties I've had or just in my own self dressed up as a hot dog. So I feel honored.
All right. Question number one.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing that Tim Robinson has ever done, like skit-wise?
So obviously the hot dog one. Brian's hat is a good one.
So if you don't watch Tim Robinson or know who he is.
Right. I think you should leave.
Is a great show that not everybody should watch because not everybody has a good sense of humor. But.
And also the Detroiters was really good.
The Detroiters was really good
too. Bob and I are watching the Detroiters.
Saturday Night Live jumped the shark when they fired Tim Robinson.
I think he's an acquired taste.
He is an acquired taste. But.
They missed out on an opportunity.
I think he gave one of the best sketches ever, which is. Him and Jason Sudeikis doing
basketball.
Doing basketball.
Basketball.
That's one of the funny. Gimme the ball. Gimme, right. I'm gonna dunk it. Like that's just one of the funniest.
But that's very Tim Robinson. Obviously, yeah. That's
fantastic.
It is. It's a good one. But
so, not the the crooner.
Driving crooners up there. Bones are their money. Billy Hammer, Billy Me. That's one of the great ones. When he goes into the studio and the guy's singing like Johnny Cash and he's like, follow me. And they start playing together and he's like, the bones are the skeleton's money. So are the worms. They'll pull your hair up, but not out. No?
I don't know that one, but.
It's so good. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, no, not you.
What's your favorite Paul Rudd movie?
Oh, I love you, man. I love you, man.
Anchorman Count, though.
I mean, yeah.
He's not the lead, but.
But I don't think you have to be. They have to be the lead necessarily for it to be your favorite movie.
Him and Anchorman? Is that what you said?
Yeah, because I'm an Anchorman.
Yeah. I'm an I Love You Man.
I think they're 1A, 1B.
You think there's two different Paul Rudd kind of. Or.
Ant-Man's great too, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but he doesn't get to be the full Paul Rudd.
Okay, then I'm going Romeo and Juliet when he's dancing in the spacesuit. No?
No idea what you're talking about.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Romeo and Juliet.
No, he was I know what you're talking about. He
plays Paris.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound familiar. Him as...
Doesn't ring a bell, Daniel.
My sister bought me that DVD as a gift, so.
Did I?
Yeah.
You sure?
Wow,
you
talk
what
about
DVD?
Things. The Romeo and Juliet DVD.
Okay, it sounds like something I would do.
I'm a very generous person.
Was this when you worked at Best Buy?
Probably. Maybe. It was when Queen Latifah was like, get this one.
Maybe.
Queen Latifah was like, this would be great for your sister.
Guys, I came out way equalizer. Before I worked it. She was not the equalizer yet. She was like maybe doing The Last Holiday.
Was she still rapping?
One of my favorites.
Was she still rapping at the time?
With Steve Martin?
What? No.
No, doesn't she do
it? Greg's loving this because he's like, you might get less movies than me.
No, she does a movie with Steve Martin.
But it's not The Last Holiday.
The that's Last Holiday is when she has cancer. Bring It Down the House,
I think it's called.
Oh, that's when she's like all into LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. Yes. Mama said not
She thinks she's sick. She thinks she's dying. She thinks she has something called Lampington's disease, which I'm pretty sure was made up in the movie. But also the best part.
Well, you could be lamping like in Larry David.
No, the best part of this movie, how crazy it was she worked for like a department store.
And she did cooking classes.
She did like the demos. No, but the fact of the matter
she
was.
She could afford.
She hit. No. Can you let me get it out? She gets into like this accident, quote unquote, at work. She hits her head or whatever.
Literally just watches the
and they take her to their MRI CAT scan.
And she's mad.
In the department store.
In Macy's, basically. They have their own,
like, mini hospital.
And they get mad, though. Didn't they say, like, it's too expensive? She should have went. Yeah.
And again, it was. She gets the wrong scan. Anyway, everybody go watch. At least go watch.
Somebody
the last
else
holiday.
Has Lampington's and they didn't tell them?
I don't know if Lampington's is. I should probably look that up.
I'll be lamping all day.
I don't think you understand.
You bring
what
your
that
Lampington's
means.
To my house. No. I bring my Lampington's to your house.
It is a fictional disease that does not exist.
No, but yeah. In Curb Your Enthusiasm, they be lamping.
I don't remember.
Glamping?
Lamping.
I don't remember that.
Explain yourself. You're just staring
what does
at
it mean?
Us.
I think they're just like laying and chilling. What's the guy's character?
JB Smoove?
Yeah. He's lamping. Him and there's a whole. You make me look it up now. See? Yeah.
Now we got two people to look stuff up. Perfect.
This is what it'll feel like when we have an assistant to do this.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The regional manager.
We know.
Lamping slang. To lamp can mean relaxing at home, often alone, and in your underwear.
In your underwear. Okay. Bringing Down a House, by the way, was the movie with Steve Martin. That blurb is when a lonely guy meets a woman on the internet who happens to be in prison. She breaks out to get him to prove her innocence and proceeds to wreak havoc on his middle class life. That was Bringing Down the House.
Were they in love? Queen Latifah and Steve Martin, were they in love?
No, I think she. I don't. I'm.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched this movie that came out 30 years ago,
they were good friends, bringing us back to friendship.
It came out in
way to bring
2003. No, I think that whatchamacallit's in love with her. Eugene Levy is in love with her.
Oh, right.
And
right,
I
right.
love I all these super, like, racially charged, like...
Love Eugene Levy.
Come-ons to her. But I've never seen the movie, so...
Talk about eyebrows.
Who was talking about eyebrows?
Eugene Levy, I guess? I don't know.
He's got some crazy eyebrows.
So back to friendship.
Friendship. Now, what we noticed in the trailer is that they purposely make it seem like a horror film, kind of. But yeah. Then you get the things at the end. It's like the funniest movie you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Do you just think it, like,
but
it's
I think
a long
it's,
skit? Of,
that's what they say. It's a long sketch. Like, so I think that's the thing. It is, I'm going to assume it is an acquired taste, just like that
Sign
show. Well, yeah, you, of course, you're going to love it. It's literally everything you love. Like
Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
I think you should leave. Tim Robinson.
But.
Kate Mara. Or is that Rooney Mara?
No,
that's one? Kate.
Mara.
You don't like either Mara.
Nope.
You're not a Mara fan.
You're not a Mara fan?
You hate the Giants.
Is that who their dad is?
Yeah, he owns the Giants. Yeah.
No.
See?
Yeah.
Look at that. Rich people getting rich. Famous people famous.
Nepo babies?
We already did Nepo babies. We did multiple things of Nepo
Muppet
babies. Perfect. If Tim Robinson was one Muppet baby, which one would he be?
Animal.
You think Animal?
He just screams a lot. And
gives Kermit vibes.
He's too calm. No, I think Paul Rudd's Kermit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That makes Kate Mara Miss Piggy. No offense, ma'am. If you are listening.
Yeah, so you know she listens every week. Big fan.
She's been waiting for us to do one
Huge.
Of her movies.
She's like,
she wrote it.
I don't know why they don't like me. I don't understand it.
They haven't done one of my movies. I've been in at least 12 shitty
movies. 12 shitty movies.
I feel like we talk about her every other podcast.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason.
I don't remember ever talking about her.
It's so crazy the things that you say to me I don't remember.
Right.
And the things that you actually don't remember.
Yeah, because I remember, like, actual things, and you remember, like, what movies...
Okay, and you remember the score of a fucking Celtics game from 20 years ago.
So? At least I watched that. Half these movies you never even watched.
Whoa. That's how good I am. All I need is a little snippet and I understand.
Whoa, fighting words.
I don't know about all that. I do not get into a fight with my wife. She would kick my ass.
Apparently today.
Yeah, well.
I was ready to stand down real quick. I'm not stupid. I wanted Chili's. I saw this going south and no Chili's.
I wanted my baby back ribs.
I would get no Chili's.
This pod is brought to you by Chili's. Just kidding. I wish. Well, I mean, great mozzarella pole.
You are the queen of Chili's.
Great cheese pole.
All right. So, Paul Rudd, we didn't really... give me your five favorite movies. You start, Nicole. Paul Rudd.
Five favorite movies that he's been in?
Yep.
Well, number one is I Love You, Man, for
sure. Of course. Don't give up your list. What are you trying to...
Yeah, I'm trying to sway her to be on my team.
There's no team.
Oh, no, there's a team and you're not on it, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I guess that's why I don't know about the team.
Sisters, sisters. Wow.
Anchorman's got to be on your top five, no?
But I feel like Anchorman, he's really not...
But we just discussed this.
Doesn't have to be... Oh, The Fundamentals of Caring was one of my favorite movies.
I don't even know what that is.
Our Brother, what was it?
Our Idiot Brother.
Our Idiot Brother was a good one.
The Fundamentals... I was way worse. I was going to say Our Brother the Retard. That's what I thought it was called. Hey, back...
Don't talk about your brother like that. I don't expect...
Oh, the fundamentals, brutal blow, R.I.P. Jerry.
Fundamentals of Caring is the one where he helps take care of the kid that's in the wheelchair.
With Selena Gomez, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I loved that one.
Wow, and then he did Only Murders in the Building with Selena Gomez.
I don't feel like a lot of people were like crazy about this movie, but I really liked it. They came together, the one with him and Amy Poehler, where they're like spoofing all like rom-coms.
I didn't see that one either.
What?
What's the one with him and Jen Aniston? Like old.
The fact that you said Jen Aniston, are you guys?
We're on like a first name basis.
That was a.
Yeah, I mean, her are tight.
Jenny. Wanderlust.
No. Different one I'm looking for. Oh, I'm gonna put my dicks in it. Yeah, that's a good one. No. But isn't there one where she, like, they fall in love with two separate people from the 90s and then they come back together?
No. Oh, I yeah,
no, and like he's a photographer or something.
That's
Picture Perfect.
Yeah, no, wait, isn't
Pitch Perfect?
No, hold on.
Great movie.
You're getting them mixed up.
Perfect Picture.
You're thinking of the movie with him and her, The Object of My Affection. He's gay.
Yes.
And she falls in love with him.
Yeah.
But the title is from her, Jennifer Aniston, and Jay Leno. Moore.
Jay Leno is not in it.
Was a photographer. No.
Jay Leno has not been
in it. I do like Jay Moore, though, and I know who...
You know who Jay Moore is married to?
Yeah, he was in Jerry Maguire, but that's all I know.
The owner of the Lakers.
A man?
No. You just assume a man
and
owns...
Women can own sports
Jeannie teams. Buss.
Oh, is this who Kate Hudson's yes. doing?
That was a good
She's
show.
She's doing her.
Yeah.
That was a good show. Me. Did you watch that show?
No.
It was pretty good.
Doesn't interest me.
Okay. But you know all about it?
I know a lot of things. I drink and I know things. That's about all I...
I would disagree, but, you know.
Whoa.
You know what I will say? I didn't like Paul Rudd.
Oh, whoa. Hot take.
I didn't like him in Friends. I didn't like him as Mike on
Phoebe's boyfriend or something?
Yeah, I didn't.
I liked him when he beat Monica in the ping pong game.
I just didn't feel like...
It was true Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Wasn't ruddy enough.
Yeah.
Well.
Wasn't enough Rudd on him.
Not to steal Danielle's thunder, but wasn't he not Paul Rudd in Clueless too?
True. He was kind of like...
The cool guy, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he hasn't aged a day since then. I
know.
But...
Us guys, you know? That's what we do.
Us guys.
I do like him in, like, Knocked Up.
Knocked Up, he was great.
Oh, Knocked Up.
Love
40,
yeah. This is 40, but...
He was awesome in that. The movie was slow.
Role Models is two. Oh. Role Models is number two.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hail Cynthia!
I'm in on that one. One of my tops.
All right, so you have
I'm all over the place. We don't need to go over it. Do you have a list?
No. That's why I asked you.
Oh, okay.
Danielle obviously had a list, though, because she was trying to influence your list. Go on.
Well, no, but then she started listing other ones that made me think of more Rudding.
I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, but really, Ant-Man's not... I do like him in Ant-Man.
I don't mind it, but, like, I like... I don't know. I guess I like comedy him. I think he's good. I think he's talented.
And the first Ant-Man had a lot of his comedy.
Yeah.
The second one, not as much in any of
Maybe I just didn't like the movie. Maybe that's what I should say. Like, it's not about not liking him in things.
You hate
it's
Michael Douglas.
No. I love Michael Douglas.
And Michelle Pfeiffer. You hate her. I know.
She wasn't in the first one.
You know
it. I'm messing with you.
But I don't love that Michael...
She doesn't like... what's her name?
Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
You know I don't.
I love Kate.
Really, Danielle?
We gotta go back.
Really?
Kate. No. We gotta go back.
All right.
Do you remember why?
Yeah, Lost. Okay, I'm not a moron.
Anyway.
Listen, Danielle, we brought you in here as a friend.
I feel like we're not
trying to attack you.
But also, wait, can I just say, I do like Michael Douglas. I like him as an actor, but I don't like the fact that everyone forgets that he tried to blame his throat cancer on giving his wife cunnilingus.
That is true.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Come on. Maybe she 17 years his junior, please.
Maybe she got a tough labia. Who knows?
What does that have to do with throat?
You gotta overwork and then, you know, your immune system goes down.
Maybe she has a tough labia.
I don't know. Again, we talked about this already today. I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Hot take from Greg. He thinks that the whole optometry world is a scam.
I never said that.
And that they want to keep me in glasses because they're making money off of me.
I will
not the fact that I can't
see.
Never
said that.
I did not hear all of it from the back of the van while I was dying, but I did watch your face. There was a lot. I know you're on vocal rest, so there was a lot of hand movements.
Okay, everybody. I was on vocal rest because I had strep throat. But I'm currently healing. So.
And the reason this is so funny is because when she went to get coffee the other day, she used sign language to say thank you.
Okay, guys. I was being nuts. And everyone made me feel like I was thinking I was Celine Dion.
I'm the most beautiful singer in the world.
Who's everyone? Me? And Greg?
Yes.
That's me.
And all her other fans that have been watching her step by step.
I'm trying to cover the annoying sound of the loud crack.
Well, I don't understand why you hate so much when I crack a beer.
I feel like you're trying to get...
I don't... There's no way... I'm not miking up my beer can.
I think you are.
Oh, my God.
When you go extra close, and you're like, hey, guys, just don't forget, I'm Reasons to
Say. I say that at the end.
Look at you. Oh, he goes to me every single... I mean, I know you don't listen
well,
to
she'll figure it out at the end.
Oh, my God.
He was like, you got something to plug? Like, no, I don't.
This podcast is brought to you by Chili's. Well, yeah, are we not trying to get on this?
But I'm not Chili's. So then he's like, oh, you don't have anything? Okay, by the way, it's me, Reasons to Chug. Follow me on all platforms and watch me.
Thanks for the plug. Thanks for the plug. I appreciate it.
The plug. Ugh.
This is all midway?
Right. No. We just started.
I was going to be like, this is impressive to get a plug midway already, but in the beginning even.
Yeah, perfect.
That was a mockery plug, everybody. That was...
No, but for real. Go follow me on Reasons to Chat. All right. So, Danielle, how about this? What are your favorite two-man buddy movies?
Two-man buddy movies?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why are you even stuttering right now?
Oh, well, Tommy Boy, because you're 30. But I was going to go... I was going to try to say the one where Matt Damon and What's-His-Face are connected at the back. It's the brother one. I was
Where they're conjoined twins. Him and Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, Greg Kinnear. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, sadly.
It's a terrible movie.
It's not my favorite, but no.
That's not the... I said, what are your favorite two-man buddy movies?
It was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Did you get anything?
Stuck on you. That's what it's
called. See? You are good. No, but definitely Tommy Boy. But then I really do think, like, I Love You, Man has been up there for me for forever.
Yeah.
I've loved it. I haven't watched it.
Where? I'm not going to ask you. Where are you on Dumb and Dumber?
Ooh, not in.
Wow. I think your family failed you.
No, my husband.
Well, yes, they did.
But my husband will kill me for that because he loves Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, me too.
That's why you and Bob are friends, and it's an me amazing, and my sister are sisters, and that's how that goes.
It's an amazing how that works. New England movie, too, now that you live up there.
So there. You're saying, we that just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. From, I'm not in on it. Ugh. Dumb and Dumber,
No, nobody even acknowledges those. It's the first one with Cam Neelius Seabass, who is now the GM of the Bruins, who used to play for the Bruins.
Yeah, he might as well have been speaking Chinese. What are you talking
Kick
about?
Kick his ass, Seabass.
Oh. That's where that line comes from?
Yes. Hmm. You say all the lines, but you don't like the movie. I think you girls need to watch the movie again.
Me?
I think I'm right.
Wow. I know, Nicole, I know that you...
Greg.
Once you're out on something, you're out on it. There's no bringing back. Yeah. Game of Thrones?
Oh, boo.
She's automatically out at just because everybody told her to watch it.
No, it's really, really
okay.
Good.
You're never gonna.
You don't like this. You don't like dragons and stuff.
No.
You know how long it took me to get her to watch The Hunger Games?
She doesn't like dragons.
It was like 15 years.
Okay. But did you like The Hunger Games?
Once we watched them, you liked it.
There's a new book out.
But read books. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Why? Because you're not in third grade?
No.
They're YA, young adult.
Hey. You're not in sixth grade. I'm sorry.
I like to read what I like to read.
I like to read what you read also, but...
Yeah, a little bit.
But you also like Harry Potter.
You like...
Whoa.
You're...
Are you doing a podcast about Harry Potter movies? Because...
No. No.
Never.
No, we're not.
Wow, you know what? They're movies too, guys. They're movies too.
Yeah. But that's not my type of reading material.
But you like The Hunger Games.
Yeah. I mean, I don't read, but yeah.
Ever.
I can't. I can't.
No, but like the movies and
everything. Yeah, no, okay. And she liked them once we watched them.
Yeah, yes. I thought they were okay.
Once I got her to watch them, I just get, this is what I have to do with her. I have to just start watching something, and then she's like, what's this? And then
you're
she'll
like
start
the husband
watching it.
The, yeah. I know.
In many ways.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But.
Jesus Christ.
Yikes. So, buddy movies.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. It's definitely then.
Tommy Boy obviously is the number one for both of you.
Yeah,
I love you, man.
Don't put words in my mouth.
What's your number one? Then?
First of all, Tommy Boy is my number one movie. Period.
Yeah,
But when you say buddy, that's not what I think of. Like, that's not the first. That's I'm telling you the truth. That was a movie that starred two people. But I don't look at that as like a buddy movie.
At the
like
end,
a
they
buddy
were friends.
Cop movie or
by the end, they were friends.
Yeah,
but that's how
cop.
All
Why
of
do you
those
say buddy cop?
Because I feel like buddy goes with cop.
Yeah,
so
but
you're going cop. What's your?
No, that's not my number one.
But
no, my number one.
Buddy cop movies, they
I'm
don't like each
that,
other at first
I'm
either,
not
and then
they
at
have
the
to
end,
be friends. But that's just not. I don't know why, but that's not what I think of first. Even though it's my favorite movie,
right?
My first thought is Step Brothers always.
You are a Step Brothers.
I watched somebody talk about the movie the other day, and they were like, if you want to cure your depression, watch Step Brothers. I forget who it was.
I think it's because you have sons, though, and then you watch them talk to each other.
I loved
like,
that movie before I had children.
Don't touch my drums.
Right. That is our kid.
I watched that movie before I had children, though, and it will forever just... that's my kids now, yes.
Do you think they're going to fuck it up with Step Brothers too?
When are they making Step Brothers?
It's already...
No. Filming.
Yes, they are. Look it up. They're making Step Brothers, too.
No.
I've not heard that.
Don't do it. They're like 70 now. What are they in the old folks' home as Step Brothers?
Rude.
They're going to be a Step Brothers, too. There's no confirmed plans or discussions.
What are you talking about?
There are no confirmed plans or discussions for a Step Brothers 2 sequel.
Well,
and the chances of one happening seem slim.
That kind of makes sense because Will Ferrell hates him now.
John C. Reilly?
Yes.
Why?
Don't you remember the whole controversy with Winning Time where John C. Reilly played the owner of the Lakers and Will Ferrell wanted to be the owner of the Lakers?
So he hates him because of that?
They got into a big fight and they broke up their production company.
No, that was him and Adam McKay.
I know, but... Okay. Adam McKay made the show.
Yeah.
And... He cast John C. Reilly instead of Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell was butthurt about it.
Okay.
So he's mad at John C. Reilly for taking the role, and he was mad at Adam McKay for giving him the role.
Okay.
So he broke
up... that was his production company.
With Adam McKay. Yeah. So he broke up the production company, and now he's mad at Allegedly. I mean, I haven't talked to Will in a while.
Childish.
Seems very Kyle and Craig.
Oh, don't get...
Don't get me started.
That's a podcast.
Oh, I could talk about that.
Kyle and Craig.
Ad nauseam.
I don't know who these people are. Who's Kyle?
You are the biggest liar.
Wait.
You know exactly... Who's Craig?
Craig is from Southern Charm.
Okay. And Kyle is from...
Is he...
Summer House.
Oh, I don't... How would I know? I know the one guy from one thing, but...
Oh, please.
I thought he was the guy with the canes.
Kyle owns... No, that's JT. Kyle owns Loverboy.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. And Craig...
Owns Love a Girl.
No. Went and partnered. I don't like you looking at
with
her.
Carl.
Like, you like this? Oh, wait! With Carl? Oh, but you know Carl.
Yeah.
You're so fucking... You're full of shit.
Okay, fine.
Not pretending.
Okay,
you
fine.
Love Bravo. Bravo, fucking Bravo. You love
it's
it.
It's constantly on in our house. I have to absorb some knowledge. First of all, I know who Kyle is.
You love it.
I didn't understand that there was a feud between the two shows. How would I know that?
It's not the two shows. It's between Kyle.
But didn't
and
that guy get dumped? So why is okay. But why is he even on that show then?
Okay, but that's when the feud was happening. It was because Craig went ahead and partnered with another spritz company.
Subpar. That
and
thing.
So Kyle was annoyed about that.
Because he wanted to partner with him?
No, because he felt like he went against him.
And he said, let me counter and come back with another offer for you to do a lover boy thing. And like then Craig was like,
He felt
papers
like,
are signed.
He felt like
tried.
Craig lied to him.
So
instead of like
Kyle is Jerry Maguire in this situation.
Don't you dare say that. Don't you dare say that.
By and Craig was
only,
like, I'll ski or swim.
By height
squee
only.
Or surf. Ski or surf?
Squee.
Squee. Squirf.
Tall, skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
I will. He is not. No. That's not Craig. Craig just made a deal with somebody else. That was it. That's what Craig did.
Yeah.
But
just
he,
like
Kyle
he did with
felt like
sugar.
He was shady about it.
Yeah. He made a deal with Sugar. Knowing that
yes,
Jerry Maguire could get him
think
either one.
Craig was necessarily like, I'll go to Loverboy. I think he was just like,
I'll take whoever
somebody
wants
else signing a deal. Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
I digress.
So their
lie.
Friendship is soured.
You,
to
yes.
Get it back to,
their
back to friendships.
Yes. Their friendship has soured.
Where were we?
Friendship.
Friendship movies.
Yeah. What's your top two?
Yeah. What's your buddy? Favorite buddies?
Favorite buddies. I love, well, Dumb and Dumber were always my, was, I liked it better than Tommy Boy. Not saying Tommy Boy, I didn't love.
I love that he went to jump right in, like we were going to be
like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Tommy Boy, of that, I think it was like a year and a half, was my third favorite movie.
No Black Sheep?
No, that doesn't count.
But I feel like he's always
I do
said
like
Black he
Sheep.
Likes Black Sheep.
Bob I like, was watching it the other night. He's like, gotta go watching Black Sheep.
People say that they like
Black Sheep
says
is
they like
super
Black
funny.
Sheep more than Tommy Boy is an
I'm not saying that. I just
and
think
a communist.
It, listen. Whoa. Relax.
Okay, Maddie.
Yeah.
Come on. You guys know communism is just a red herring.
Great movie. Wanna do a Clue movie? I'm in. Did you heard it?
I know. Colonel Mustard over here.
You didn't.
So no,
Dumb
of
and
that,
Dumber.
No, Billy Madison was my number one, but that's not a buddy movie because he's by himself.
That was your number one when that came.
When
out.
In that era,
yep.
And then it went Billy Madison, Dumb and Dumber, Tommy Boy.
I mean, Billy
love them all quotable as hell.
Wait, are you guys not an Adam Sandler every Saturday Sunday? Wake up, watch an Adam Sandler movie, family. Like that's all we do. Every. Weekend. That's all that's on. It's like Billy Madison.
I could believe that your husband is like Adam Sandler's. Like,
he could recite.
Yeah.
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Line by line. He said when he used to walk around the warehouse at Amazon, he would play the movie in his head and he would say it line by line.
I could just see you finding Bob being like, like somewhere, like just sitting in your house.
You're saying that. Have you seen our wise camera?
My 16th birthday. We had. Yeah, I'm dating myself. But it was on pay-per-view, and that's all I wanted.
I was going to say, they had...
People don't even know pay-per-view exists anymore.
I know. So all I wanted to do was watch that movie, and my mom and dad were still having, like, birthday parties for us. So all my family.
Your parents had birthday parties for you?
Yeah, like the family would come over from my dad's side, mostly. Not so much my mom's side, but my grandmother lived upstairs. They would come down and they would do like, they would play cards and stuff like that. It was just a reason for them to get together.
Yeah.
And I just sat in my room and watched Billy Madison like 4 times in a row.
What a birthday party.
Oh my God. Yay. I loved it. Yeah, I didn't want to hang out with my family when I was 16 years old. But
do you want to hang out with them now?
No disrespect, family. Does Talladega Nights count? Only the first
That's
half.
That's a buddy. But they were buddies in that.
Only in the first
yeah,
half.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's a I feel like you got to say like Starsky and Hutch. You got to say like yeah, something like
that. I didn't think that movie was that great.
What are you talking about then? If you're going to go buddy movies, you're going to go...
Your husband's favorite.
Wedding Crashers?
Oh, I was gonna say Zoolander.
Zoolander is
Wedding Crashers is a great
buddy movie. But he feels betrayed at one point.
Who's better to you? Like
Vince Vaughn by far is best. Okay. So good.
Wow.
I feel like you're Vince Vaughn esque sometimes.
Well, then you're gonna go old school.
Look at you right now. You're like da 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 da.
There was too many of them in old school.
Your cadence.
Yeah, but they were all buddies.
Yeah, it was 4. I said 2 people.
Oh, so 4? There's plenty of people in that fraternity.
No, but I'm saying the 4 of them were the ones that were like...
Yeah, like, oh, was it 4?
Or 3.
It was just 3. It was Will Ferrell, Luke, and Vince Vaughn.
3.
You're crazy, Snoop Dogg. Man. I like
Snoop-a-loo.
And Blue. You're my boy, Blue.
But no, Blue.
Wedding Crashers is actually a good buddy movie.
That's a good one.
What was the other movie they did? The one where they the were Google trying to get one. Job at Google.
I think it was like The job or something.
The internship.
The internship, no, yeah. No. No, you're right. The internship.
Or was the internship with Robert De Niro?
That's the intern.
The intern.
That's also a great buddy movie.
Okay.
This is kind of left field.
Here we go.
Angels in the Outfield. You're me.
No.
The internship, you're right, it was.
What's the one with Johnny Knoxville and the little kid where they go around and he shits on the wall?
Grandpa.
Does that count?
Wait.
That movie was phenomenal.
What was the Ringer when he's like the special
ed? No, that's not no.
Bad Grandpa.
Wait, what was the one with Robert De Niro?
Yeah, what's that one?
Dirty Grandpa.
Jesus, Robert De Niro.
That was a great buddy movie.
That was great too, yeah.
I love that.
I never saw it.
Oh my God,
you've
so funny.
You've never seen Dirty Grandpa?
I haven't.
You're out on Robert De Niro.
No.
Zac Efron? Are you Zac out Efron. On Zac Efron?
Not in like a real way. Like sometimes I
wait,
like.
Wait, did you see Ricky Stenicki?
Loved Ricky Stenicki. John Cena.
Okay, that's interesting to me though.
John Cena, we still love you. We don't care that you broke up with us. I did not break up with you.
That was a love letter.
That was intimate.
That was his whole promo when he was like.
He broke up with you?
No, he said it to the crowd. He goes, all of you fans out there, I am breaking up with you. This is over. That was his heel turn, because he's no longer a white meat baby face.
Is that what it is?
White meat baby face. That's what you kept calling my son earlier.
Sound right.
Yeah, now.
White
baby face meat?
No, white meat baby face. God damn it.
It doesn't sound right. Like
white feet.
All right, hurry it up. We got to finish
white
raw.
White feet baby mace.
What? White feet baby meat.
What about... Oh, we didn't put any female buddies on the list.
I was going to say that. Well, then Bridesmaids is the best one.
Barb and Star?
Oh,
I never saw that one.
Are you
You're
kidding
putting it on
me?
After
I
done.
Have to put it.
But I
know
it's
Jordan
Star going to Vista
the other day.
Del Mar is one of the
Jamie Dornan is the
movies.
Guy
in
it, right?
Dornan?
Wait,
Dornan?
Yes.
One of the
Kristen
pods
Wiig.
I listened to the other day, they were like, remember she tried to do that terrible movie, Barb and Star? And I was like, wait, did they even watch this movie? That movie's hilarious.
That movie is...
Well, what about, if we're going to go Zac Efron movies, Mike and
Dave Need a Wedding Date?
Yeah.
That's an okay one. Yeah, that's good.
But the girls, Anna Kendrick is with Aubrey Plaza. Yeah.
And she's in Dirty Grandpa, too, Aubrey Plaza.
Is she? I like her.
How have you not? I can't believe you have not seen
her. She's trying to
bang
Robert De Niro.
Okay, so here's their list of, like, buddy movies, right? So The Heat is, like, the top one that they have on there.
The Heat?
With Melissa
McCarthy
and Sandra Bullock when they're cops. That's not bad. Nice Guys, loved that movie.
Yeah,
that was
Russell
Crowe
and the guy from the
Ryan
Notebook.
Gosling.
Yeah, right here.
Have you not seen that either? Oh my damn.
Danielle, have you ever watched a movie? Why did you hear thinking you watched a movie?
This is a movie podcast.
I do watch movies. Harry Potter is on repeat in my house.
The Other Guys. I know you love that one.
Yes. Bob likes The Other Guys a lot.
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, that's the two English guys. Yeah. They also
always. I do love them. They're the one that do the Shaun of the Living Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, that one is Tommy's actually funny.
On there next. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Oh, great.
That's a good one.
Oh my God,
twins.
Like Danny DeVito.
Yeah,
you know it's a documentary, right?
They should remake that.
Yeah, with you.
I think they are gonna.
With who?
The Rock and Kevin Hart? Central Intelligence. Central Intelligence.
They're a good
partner. That movie was so funny. You know how I feel about R-rated movies?
No.
Comedies. R-rated comedies, because they don't give it all away in the preview.
No, but I feel like they're...
And they get to say naughty words.
I take my naughty pet. Yes, you're naughty.
Let's Be Cops is on here. I love
that one.
That
one was funny, yeah.
Jake Johnson does it, no just, wrong in my eyes.
If you love New Girl, you love Let's Be Cops.
Yeah.
Superbad is on here. That's really great, though. Because it's really, McLovin's kind of just like.
Yeah, he's kind of.
Did you guys see the thing where Seth Rogen, they were talking about how, like, the movie people thing wouldn't let Jonah Hill, like, do anything on set because they said he was such a piece of he hated the character so much. They wouldn't let him, like, it was like something about video games or whatever.
Oh, really?
And he was like, you guys know this is based off.
That's me. That's so
But funny. They said, like, Jonah Hill was such a piece of shit as...
That's so crazy. I can't believe you didn't name your number one favorite buddy movie.
Let's hear it.
Turner and Hooch.
Stop. If that
Danielle was so obsessed with that movie when we were kids, she bought it. She watched that movie over and over.
What do you mean?
When was the last time you saw it?
6 minutes ago. I just watched it.
You watched it on the plane on the way here?
No, I watched it in the middle of this podcast, and then I needed to fit out.
No wonder.
Wait, I didn't know we could do dog friends as buddies. As partners. Because then...
Yeah, that's
Keep going.
Then it's Turner.
Dog friends.
Then it's me and Alex.
Right, you didn't
mean Dog Friends. Dog Friends.
You didn't say your favorite buddy movie.
Go on.
White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, that's
I don't think of like your favorite movies. Like
well,
that.
I wouldn't think of that. That's more of a sports movie to me than a buddy movie.
Things can be multiple things,
but
like multiple categories.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm so upset with myself right now.
Why?
Because I didn't think.
Turner and Hooch. 21 Jump Street. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Lord of the Rings is a buddy movie, right?
No.
Samwise, Gamgee, and Frodo.
The Hangover. Great buddy movie.
Yeah, but that's
too
four.
Many people.
See?
I know, it's too many. Due Date. Ron Downey Jr. And
that was fantastic.
That was a good one.
Wayne's World.
Wow.
Bulletproof.
I'm surprised you guys didn't say Bulletproof. Fantastic.
We did. We dressed up as Wayne's World.
I know.
Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler. Fantastic movie.
I don't think I know that one.
There was another one with Bruce Willis and...
Last Boy Scout.
No. That's not... That's an action
movie. What if you do
movie.
Big Daddy?
That's 100%
that's
not a buddy movie.
Adam Sandler and a little kid.
In Tracy Morgan. Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
That sounds like a terrible
movie. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Blades of Glory, guys.
Yeah.
Wait, does Big Daddy count, though, with him and
Julie? It's not on here like that, but...
They're buddies.
Go ahead. Cop Out.
What's that one?
That's it. Yeah. That's Bruce Willis
that's
and
I said it.
Yeah, and Tracy Morgan. And Tracy Morgan was a criminal. Bruce Willis was the cop trying to take him in, but then they get the people are trying to kill Tracy Morgan.
What's the one with Luke Wilson and Martin Lawrence then?
Luke Wilson and Martin Lawrence?
Luke Wilson, Martin Lawrence. Look it up. Yes, Bob makes me watch it.
I was just gonna. I swear to God, I was just gonna say. That's not a movie that you like. That's what
But if Black Boy Scouts on there and Bad Boys isn't.
He's supposed to be like a...
It's like the exact same thing.
Martin Lawrence is like a jewel thief or a bad guy. And Luke Wilson is the cop. And Martin Lawrence pretends to be the cop. And he like has... You know what I'm talking about.
I do know that. But I didn't even remember that Luke Wilson is
He's like the...
So it's not a two-man movie. That's a
Martin Lawrence movie.
Yeah.
Did you find it yet?
He's a jewel thief, right?
Yeah. Or like, oh, he knows about... He's trying to find this diamond that they put somewhere.
And he has like
what
a girlfriend.
What year are we thinking?
I can just ask Bob.
2002?
Oh. Am I allowed to phone a friend on the pod?
We've never done it before.
We've never phoned a friend.
Phoning a friend.
It's like, I want to say, because he did a movie with Danny
babe,
DeVito.
Babe, what's the movie with Luke Wilson
and Martin? You're on the pod right now, yeah, Bob. You have to let him know.
Sorry. What's the movie with Luke Wilson and Martin Lawrence you always like us to watch? Were you... Don't you dare, where it's like the diamond thing, and then he crosses the border, and he's like, I gotta let him go. I know you know it.
Tango, El Gato, and Mi Pantalone.
All right, goodbye. You're no... Yeah, but what is the name of the movie?
Blue Streak.
Thank you. Oh, wait, what's your favorite two-buddy movie?
I mean, that's definitely the best Martin Lawrence one, and he's in...
Which
he's Bad Boys. Bob, top comedies. Do you remember, to get ready for that movie to lose weight, didn't he almost die being in a fat suit or in a garbage bag suit? Was that movie?
I don't remember that.
I was going to say, wasn't that when he dressed up like Big Mama's house?
No, I think it was Blue Streak.
Also came out in 1999.
Whoa.
I said 2002. I was 3 years off.
And that is not a buddy. It's a Martin Lawrence
movie. That's what I said.
All right. Well, I tried. Okay. Thanks. Love you. I'll hang up. Bye.
Wait, I never told you my favorite buddy cop movie.
Well, no, just any buddy movie in general. Two guys or girls. Cop Out?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
Is it
Tracy
really?
Tracy Morgan. They didn't know what I was talking about, Bob. I said, Cop Out was fantastic. And they had no idea. They were like, what movie are you talking about?
Tracy Morgan's the best.
Oh my God, he's hilarious. Except for when he throws up on the Knicks court.
Poor guy had food poisoning.
He needed a timeout. He puts the team on his back.
Bob, does this sound loud to you?
Oh my God.
Okay, honey. I love you. Thanks for all your help.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bob.
Ooh, national security.
We're hanging out with you. Okay, love you. Bye.
All right. I love you, too. Bye.
Bob. Big Martin Lawrence fan. Huge.
What a good phone a friend, though.
Perfect.
Yeah, for you.
He helped Greg.
He did agree with Greg. He didn't agree with me at all. Classic Bob.
Classic Bob. So, you want to dig more into the Tim Robinson of the...
I am a huge Tim Robinson fan. I
can't believe he's married. Can I just say that?
Really? He has two kids.
Also, shocker.
Yeah, a boy and a girl. And he did like a whole thing on Jimmy...
Obsessed them all?
They talk...
No, I know all this kind of stuff about people too.
Well, he was on Jimmy Fallon. They were talking about when he became like more
famous.
You
still watch Jimmy Fallon?
I love Jimmy Fallon.
You're the last one, huh?
I like his
what
cuts.
Happened when we went to Jimmy Fallon, Danielle.
We weren't good. It was a rehearsal.
Still wasn't good.
Okay, well.
And then that's when we found out, I think via Nicole Taylor, which I think she's a pretty reliable source, that Jimmy Fallon's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's super angry.
Allegedly.
He's super angry until he starts drinking.
Did I say allegedly?
Yeah. What if he's listening? Jimmy Fallon, we love you.
Jimmy, I love you. You can drink whatever you want. And your weird finger, I know you cut it on something. Whoa. It's fine. He like now has like a weird... finger.
Nice. So does Craig.
From Do what?
What finger is weird?
I said Craig.
Oh. I'm like, wait, what
it's not
finger
all
do you
about just... you? My what? God. You're like, it's my paw.
Anyway. Weird finger people. No. But Tim Robinson, I can't wait to see him do exactly what he does.
Right. This is no different. This is like him.
Now, do you think he's going to make more episodes of I Think You Should Leave?
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, the last season...
Please do. This is your platform.
I'd rather you didn't, but go ahead.
The last season was okay, but I feel like with his stuff, you have to watch it more than once, because I used to be like, Bob, what the fuck are we watching? And he was like, no, you got...
Wait, it was Bob who started this?
Started me on I Think You Should Leave, and
I mean,
then...
that's not shocking. But then, like, you became obsessed.
Yeah.
I feel like it became part of your identity.
A little
which
bit.
Is, you know, not unlike you to take
wear
on
a hot
somebody
dog costume.
Who you love and take on part of their identity.
Whoa, I feel like this is, again, an attack on the pod.
It's not an attack on the we don't attack here. We listen and
we don't judge. Well, I feel like there's a little judgment.
I'm actually not listening. I'm talking and I'm judging.
Yeah.
Well, you're oppositing.
If I could take on the personality of Tim Robinson, yes, I will be a hot dog in any...
Well, you are obsessed with wieners.
I am obsessed with wieners.
Yet you find hot dogs disgusting and you won't eat them.
To eat! I have a dachshund, guys. Who's ever out there listening to this?
Hot dogs are delicious. I don't care.
Hot dogs are delicious. You're not.
I saw somebody had a hot dog tower the other day instead of a seafood tower like they have in Vegas.
I have seen that.
Way too much money, Kevin! Sorry.
Who's Kevin?
My friend who is obsessed with
seafood.
Seafood.
Go on.
But a hot dog tower would be delicious.
Put a sausage in there.
That's what a hot dog is.
No, it's not.
It's pork.
Things. It's pork-like
or
things.
Or beef. Either or.
Beef-like things. They just, like, mush.
What do you think they mush into sausage?
I don't want to know. I like the way it tastes.
Whatever's in the casing, you're fine with.
Mm. But I like bologna.
You
like
so...
bologna? Like, once in a while. You're like a little bologna and mustard.
You're a fry-up bologna?
What is wrong with you?
No.
You like bologna, but you won't eat a hot dog?
Mm-mm.
They're basically the same thing.
No.
They are 100% the same thing.
I felt that, but like...
But I don't... I would rather much eat a silly...
I'd much rather
a cylinder of...
Bologna is also a cylinder.
But... Yeah, but when you cut it, it's flat. I don't want to have a bologna sandwich.
All the cylinders.
I don't want to have a bologna sandwich.
Really?
No.
I'd have a bologna sandwich right now.
Of all your choices of sandwiches, you would go bologna?
No.
Okay.
But if the only thing in the fridge was bologna, I'd eat it.
I'm never going to buy bologna, so I promise you it won't be in our
fridge. Greg, I feel like the only thing in any fridge, you'd be like,
yeah,
I'm good.
Whatever's in there. He's like, box of baking soda in...
Me and my brother used to do condiment sandwiches. We just
this goes
the...
back to, I can hear you getting fat.
Yeah, this is sad and depressing. It's not cute.
I think me and my brother could be in a buddy...
Movie?
Buddy movie. Just eating condiments.
You guys don't talk.
Your brother...
That's perfect.
You guys don't say words to each other.
You know who would play your
that
brother?
Would be funny.
Pete Davidson would play your brother.
Okay.
Yep.
That's your
brother. That exact SNL character, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Cool. That's your brother.
What character
would
I play
you?
Yeah.
The Rock, obviously. He looks just...
I was like, Chris Farley's dead.
Oof.
Who would play you?
R.I.P.
You're not that funny either, so.
Oh.
Oh my god, Nicole. This is
just being realistic.
Whoa.
This is a spicy pod.
It's been a spicy day. I've been attacked multiple times.
I don't know who would play you.
The Rock.
Andy
and then your brother would be Kevin Hart. And here we go.
Andy Samberg.
Will Ferrell.
You're giving yourself way too much credit here. We need like a mid-level. Give me like a B-list actor.
MacGruber?
Does Hot Rod count as a buddy movie?
No.
No, he's
I do love
honored.
But I do love Hot Rod.
It's a great movie.
Cool beans.
We say beans all the time.
Beans.
I can't figure out who would play you. Put it down in the Hitchinverse. Who would play Greg?
That's they have to see what Greg looks like to then judge.
Which all you have to
how
do
about,
is go
no.
to Reasons to
how
Chug.
About, no.
Oh, the plug! Go to Reasons to Chug.
Chugging every day, people. Chugging every day. Chugging ain't easy.
No, I
then
think
you
it's
see
better.
The beautiful Mrs. Chug. Also,
no, you can't. I'm not on there. I want
your
I
would, hand every once in a while.
I
so.
Would love to know who people think you would be just based on your voice alone.
Oh,
interesting.
I'd be the nanny, Fran Fine.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
Who would you be?
Yeah, who would you be?
Tina Belcher.
No, you'd be Linda.
Yeah, I'm closer to Lindsay now than I am Tina, but I love erotic fan fiction.
You definitely do. Zombies and butts?
No zombies, lots of butts.
Horse girl. She's a horse girl, though.
Yeah, I'm not a horse girl. I always send Danielle lots of stuff about, what are they called? Hobby horsing people?
Yeah, which I now sent to Josh to annoy him because it's in my algorithm, so I'm trying to mess up his algorithms. Yeah, literally so nice an insane thing. Yeah, well.
Have you seen hobby horsing?
No.
So it's young, mostly young girls.
Okay.
And imagine
Greg, not usually part of my algorithm.
God, I hope not. Can you imagine Greg hobby horsing?
He'd be on a list. You remember when he used to work at Toys R Us?
Correct.
There were those horses on like
sticks. Yeah.
I don't know what they're called though.
Horses on sticks.
A hobby horse?
Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Get out.
Yeah.
Is it really? 100%. I thought it was like they were hobby horsing, like that was their hobby.
I also.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, I didn't work at Toys R Us in the 80s.
It was an algorithm. 80s. Don't let him fool you.
It was the 90s, first of all.
You worked at Toys R Us in the 90s?
Yeah. Go ahead. The 80s, I was not of age to be working.
First of all, in the 80s, no one cared how old you were. And
we started working when I was 13 and 14.
I was 12 in 1990. So.
Oh, yeah, you might have been a little.
I started working very, very
young. My God.
But anyway, so it's girls riding these and doing, like, dressage.
Like parkour?
So they're doing, like,
dressage.
They're doing
parkour with the hobby horse?
They're doing equestrian.
I love that the dressage, yes.
Listen, I know what I'm talking about.
We watch the Olympics, Danielle. All right, we're high on the Olympics. Big Olympic people.
That's the understatement of the century.
You wake up at 3 a.m., you're like,
I'm not going to wake up at 3 a.m., but if it's...
No, but we stayed up till 3 a.m. to watch...
Curling?
It's the first thing I put on.
Beach volleyball in Russia?
No, that was different.
It was in Russian.
It was in Russian, but that was different. That was pre-kids. It was a different time.
Yeah.
But I will wake... That's the first thing I watch when I wake up when the Olympics are on. It will be on all day. I don't care when it's on. Watch.
Yeah.
Like,
super
I will go through channels to find like what
you want to watch.
But I am...
American flag painted on her
that's
face.
That's the only time.
I am proud to be an American.
Sing it.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Yeah.
And I won't...
Are you kidding? You won't forget the ones who died.
They gave that right to me.
Right.
Or their life, right?
No.
And I glad
you're like, maybe.
Let's not do this anymore. You're butchering it.
Listen, but that's when I'm a patriot. Once every 4 years.
That's a terrible
Maybe every, once every That's 2 years. The winter's not as big.
Whoa. Winter Olympics in our house is huge.
If you say they're better than summer, you can
No, but they're right big now. To watch because all the snowboarding.
Nobody watches snowboarding.
What?
No. Okay.
I'll watch the...
Give me a luge. Give me curling.
Give me a luge.
Seriously.
Speed racing around the track when they
crash. Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite videos. That comes up. Whenever that comes up, that really...
Oh, so we're talking Threat Level Midnight now, where he's speed racing across.
Exactly.
And then he chokes Oscar out.
No, there's this video where we're watching speed racing and like the top six people all crashed all at once.
Was it Apollo? Anton Ono is the only name I know.
I don't know.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was a very long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was pregnant with Austin.
Oh, so that was
that Winter Olympics.
2018,
2017. And Greg was crying.
Oh my God, so funny.
He was laughing so hard.
Oh, I thought you were so sad.
It was almost immediate. And it was like...
It wiped out the whole field.
The entire lane.
There was only two people left because I kept going, who gets bronze?
Wait, did you guys see the girl, the track runner? Sorry.
Yes, I took the baton.
And then she goes on to say that it was an accident.
She's like, in no way would I do that on purpose. Blah, 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 blah.
Girl, be a little more specific.
That, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
They're running a relay race, and this girl on the track, and we were talking about it, and maybe I don't remember, because I don't think I really ran track, but when you're in a relay, did you not run track? Do you have to stay in your lane?
Yes, you have to stay in your lane, unless it's a distance race.
But I think what they were saying is she was coming over, so she got mad and hit her in the head.
You didn't run track?
Mm-mm.
What'd you do?
Soccer.
In spring?
I even knew that.
I thought soccer was fall.
It is, but I was on travel everything.
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So you didn't know she ran track, so maybe your friendship isn't as good as you...
Okay, you're wrong. I said I'm shocked that she didn't.
Because you guys were forced to in your house. It was like a prison camp where you had to do running.
Two-a-days.
Pretty much. Yeah, I did use it.
Did you do it when you were little? Did they ever make you run?
Yeah, she had run.
I don't know.
traumatized. She ran cross country and broke her pinky. That's like one of those.
How do you break your pinky running cross?
I got tripped and I fell in it. But guess what she did, Greg?
Ran. She got up and ran the rest of it. She
finished with a broken
pinky. At least she didn't get hit by a car.
Just crossing the street at running camp.
At running camp.
If you were in a race and got hit by a car, that would be crazy.
Would it?
On a track?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I don't know why that feels like out of Naked Gun.
My mind goes road race. No. You're like, you're running laps, track, and get hit by a car. Yeah, that's national news. That would be crazy,
yeah.
No. It's like, they're arresting someone for a DUI, I assume.
It's dad.
Yeah. Oh. I wasn't going to say
allegedly.
It, we all thought it.
I don't think we have to say allegedly with that one. I think you have to have, like, money to sue somebody for that.
Gertie.
Wow. The G-bomb. She dropped
okay,
the G-bomb.
Stop. Bravo, 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 fucking bravo. Okay?
Yeah, don't actually stop.
No, that's bravo, bravo.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Stop lying.
Denise Richards. Bravo, bravo.
No idea.
All right, that one you might not actually know.
Love that he went to jump up and stop it. Like, he was like...
I thought you guys wanted me to stop it. I thought we were taking out the G-bomb.
Bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, dummy god. Anyway.
What that means. You're still confused
I'll
on this.
I'll tell you later. Anyway. So, in going back to this...
Friendship.
No. They do not have a friendship. And going back to the race. So the whole race, the whole thing was that the girl was, they were running in a relay race and she hit the girl on the head with a baton. And like,
I'll pull it up.
Apparently.
Bob and I have been obsessed.
This isn't a
with
video
it.
Podcast, so you don't have to pull
it. Well, no, for you really to watch it. You
like,
never
messed
seen it.
The girl up. Gotcha. Which, like, I will say, the batons are metal, but they're very light. But yeah. When you see how she hit the girl, and then the girl was crying crocodile tears and saying that like she would never do that and it was an accident and everything like that, but you literally see her like go back and hit the girl on the head, like
yeah. Wait, here it is. Watch.
Oh my god!
You saw that, yeah.
She tried to do it again.
She mollywopped her.
Yeah, she went
she
to do it twice.
She mollywopped her with a baton.
She tried to do it twice.
And the girl, and I thought that it was interesting because the other girl was like, why? Yeah. Like, why? And then not admit to what you did, not like apologize. It was like, I would never
and she wouldn't
do
even,
that.
Well, she was in third place. Who cares? No, you're not going to win.
Well, no. You don't know that because you don't necessarily know. They were on the curve, so. But. Again, I think what Danielle... Yeah, you never ran track.
Nope.
No. But again, I think what Danielle was saying was she thought she was coming in her lane, and I guess
yeah, but
she
was
also
in the first lane
but
behind the first place girl.
Like,
it wasn't like that at that point. They must
I don't
have been,
know if they... I would like to know what the race was. I'm guessing it was a 400 relay would be my guess. Because everything else is too fast for you to, I feel like, register something like that.
I think a Google search could pretty much get the...
Well, she's looking
of it.
At it right now, so she might know if it says.
I'm trying to figure out what race it is.
4x4. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
They say the girl got charged.
Did
charged
she?
With what?
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, they're assault? All now moving into the same lane, so.
Assault? So it might have been the 4x4. So
sure,
4x200.
That was the 4x2?
Second leg of the 4x200.
She shouldn't have been charged, though. Like, in hockey, they fight all the time. You know.
In track, you don't fight all the time.
I know.
In track and field, you are literally in your
okay,
lane.
But it's during a competition. You don't get charged.
No, that is straight up assault. She assaulted her. No, dude, watch this again.
In a basketball game, somebody gets heated and they punch somebody
yes,
in the face.
You're physically going up against somebody else. This is the conversation we have all the time about what track is. It is an individual sport. Yeah, I saw it. It's an individual sport. It is having nothing to do with anybody
Listen,
else.
If you're golfing and someone talks on your backswing and you take your golf club and you hit them,
you should be
you
charged
should
with
not.
Assault.
It's in the middle of competition. It's a
don't
different...
ever. Okay, so remember how you're like, hey, maybe we go play.
I'm not playing golf with you.
No, I'm not saying if we're just out playing golf. I'm saying if it's in the
Happy Gilmore 2. If it's in the
PGA.
That's a good segue to movies. Friendship. Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out.
How do you feel about it?
It is a good segue. But also, I would never beat anybody with a golf club.
Well, you're not on the LPGA. You never know.
I would 100% beat you with a golf club, but I wouldn't be on a golf course and it wouldn't be while you talk to my back.
If you're about to win the Masters and you're putting and you go back and then somebody's like, fuck you! And it's the guy playing next to you. And then you shank the putt. And you
go after him with a golf club?
Dude.
If they talk while you're about to hit.
I don't think you could beat anybody, though. Mm. Like, I don't think you could.
Disagree.
Am I allowed to phone a friend again?
Like, I hope that you're phoning the cops to double check with them. Like, that's assault.
I think during competition.
It should be allowed?
I don't think it should be allowed. They should be kicked out forever. But you don't go to jail for it.
She didn't say she went to jail. She said she got charged. Right,
but there's a chance she could go to jail.
But so you're saying there's a chance.
She got charged with something that she did. Why should she not be held accountable for that?
Because it's in the middle of competition. It's a different... It's not like everyday life.
Okay, wait. We talked about this the other day. We talked about, and you felt, I think, very differently, which is very interesting. We talked about the New Jersey kid, the wrestler. Do you remember that?
Right.
He got banned.
Banned.
He is no longer allowed to go for, I guess states or whatever.
For what?
National or something. Wrestling. High school wrestling. Yeah, yeah. He's the best in the country. His dad got into a fight in the stands. He left, ran, and jumped into the stands to defend his dad.
That's not the same, though. That's a fan.
But
that's
that was different. In the middle of competition.
But no. It wasn't against, if he just cold cocked the guy that he was wrestling against, he should be banned, but he shouldn't go to jail for it.
Okay, but again, you're saying go to jail. Isn't the point or of being like, charged, you're being charged for assault?
Sure, but you're still getting arrested.
But you're also, I was going to say hands, golf clubs, baseball bats. Those are things different. That are like,
baseball bats, there have been guys in the major leagues that have hit people with baseball. There was a guy in the minor leagues that, like, kick somebody in the face with his cleat.
But isn't it the... Isn't
didn't
it
get arrested. It got banned.
But isn't it a lesson in control?
Yeah, sure.
Wait. So if you're just out playing golf, you are, right?
Completely different.
Why is it complete? If somebody else because is playing, they're looking shit. At it as competition. Because
I'm not losing money or anything like that.
This is a high school girl so running. So
you think if you're losing money, like maybe I'm you not, should like, be like, able to assault okay. somebody with a golf club?
Listen... When I go, no. That's not what I'm saying. It's like, you're playing, you're getting paid to play this, right? So.
Do I think it's fucked up? I would say that person gets to do their shot again. I don't think that is.
Yeah.
But the person who hits them should be banned.
But.
Like, if you hit somebody, you should be banned, but you should not be charged.
You're talking about somebody talking your backswing, and then you turned around and went and beat the shit out of them.
Hit them with a golf club!
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying.
If you were hitting somebody with a weapon, which is what this girl did. She hit her with a weapon. She had...
Okay, so, but if somebody in hockey hits somebody with a hockey stick...
But that's a different type of game.
It doesn't matter. It's still a game, though.
But you live for that shit. And you don't... You're not hitting people with a hockey stick. And they're throwing your gloves...
No, they have done that, though, where they, like, would just... They've chopped at them. The guy got suspended for, like, 30 games or some shit like that. His name was Bertuzzi. Okay, but injured the other guy.
But again, that's in the middle of a game.
This is in the middle of she's losing, so she lost her mind. Because maybe
God forbid a day comes, let me tell you something. God forbid a day comes where somebody is competing against one of my sons and they decide to hit them with them shit. I swear to God, I will fuck everybody up around.
Again.
But they are not friends. There's no friendship there.
I will file charges. No. I will go. Justice for Lindsay. I will fucking lose my mind.
You and don't file charges. I will go up.
Wait, you're going to turn around. That guy. Was in the middle of, middle of competition.
Listen.
Nicole, stop. Look, so what Austin's bleed? So what Landon's
you're doing what you do where you're completely not listening to what I'm saying. I think you should beat the shit out of that kid's parents, whatever. But the kids should not be charged by police officers.
Oh, they will be.
No, they will not.
I don't know about that.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. I would go up and beat the shit out of that person's dad.
You hurt my child.
No.
With a weapon.
These are some hot takes on the pod right now. I didn't know me being a guest host was going to just...
You hurt my child with a weapon, you are getting charged.
When Austin's playing baseball and somebody throws a ball and hits him in the face.
That's not the same thing.
Kind of.
No, it's not.
Right. What if he did it on purpose?
He did it... Still, that's not the same thing.
See, that's... But what you're doing is you're saying baseball is a much more physical sport than running.
It is.
But they're all. But what if? What if? Okay. Okay.
No. No. No.
What if she didn't hit her with the baton? What if she ran over, bumped her, and she broke her arm?
That's not assault. That's not assault.
How is that not the same thing, though?
It's not the same thing.
She meant to do harm.
It's not the same.
She meant to do harm.
Bump her. She didn't mean to break her arm.
Do you have any other beers that you can crack really loudly right now?
This girl meant to hit her in the head. This is okay, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. Let's say Austin's. Let's say Landon's pitching. Okay.
Landon's sumo wrestling.
Let's say Landon's pitching, right? Let's just say. And Landon strikes some kid out. Maybe he gets a little close. Maybe there's almost a hit in maybe the kid's arm, shoulder, something.
Or walks.
And that kid comes running up with a baseball bat and hits my kid with it. That's filing fucking charges. You're assaulting my kid.
It will not go through.
I don't give a shit. I'm still going to do it. It might not go through for this woman and her daughter, but it should still be known, and I'll be all over the place with social media, and I will fight his parents. I will fight his grandparents. I'll fight his cousins, his aunts, his uncle. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Fine.
You come after my kid, I'm coming for all of you.
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
Fine.
And that's what that woman is doing. That's what her mother is doing.
But it shouldn't be, she should not have to either go to jail or have a criminal record because of that.
Why do you think being charged with something means you go to jail?
But she might still have a criminal record because she lost her mind in the middle of competition, is what I'm saying. You tell me you never lost your mind in the middle of a competition.
I'll tell you I did lose my mind. Let me tell you.
In a dance
competition. Let me tell you. I danced. You got me fired up. I'm gonna tell you, no, I did lose my mind one time, okay? When I was.
If you took a field hockey stick and hit somebody.
I was playing field hockey. I'm gonna tell you a story. Mm-hmm. I played field hockey, right? My freshman year because we didn't find our footing, I think, necessarily with cross country just yet. And so my dad decided that's what I was gonna play instead. And I liked field hockey a lot. You know, I think that it was a great sport. And, so, I had already done, what do they call it? I had done clinics. I had done, field hockey didn't exist in, my middle school or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, I had done all these other things to, learn how to play. I already had my field hockey stick, all, my equipment and stuff like that. My dad thought, oh, you get a leg up, you know,
right.
You get a scholarship. The old, you'll get a scholarship, right? So, in my high school, I was allowed to go out. For the team, practice, whatever. But you had to play your freshman year. You couldn't go JV, you couldn't go varsity.
Okay.
Right? So that was a point of contention. Just out the gate. We went to a game, and also the girls that played field hockey freshman year, there were some rough ones. There weren't all, you know, it was kind of like your freshman year of high school. A lot of people just went out for sports. Maybe it was their first time trying something. Maybe it was you know, it was different. Mm-hmm. There was mm-hmm. a lot more open to you in high school than more was in middle school. Middle school, it was you played basketball or softball. That was kind of your
soccer.
Mm-hmm. Those were the three sports they had. There wasn't anything else really where we were. In our time.
Basketball, softball, soccer. Yeah, that was
What else could you have played?
No, they didn't have any of the...
So, high school, there was, a couple more options.
Tennis.
There was no track. There was no cross-country. Yeah, you had tennis. You had field hockey. You had cross-country, track. You know, all these other things, right? Couple, things in. So, from the get-go, they were like, we want you to play varsity. You have to play freshman. The varsity girls were how do you know this game? Because it was just kind of a sport that was you went in your freshman year and you learned.
Right.
You didn't know it going in. There were a couple girls that were on the freshman team that were a little rough around the edges. We go to a game, maybe like a couple of games in, right? And I was the captain of the freshman team. And they would like switch on and off, but it was kind of like we went to New Egypt. I don't know if that means anything to you.
That's where the winery is.
Okay. Not what I was thinking for freshman field hockey, but yes. What time do you
Lurita Winery in New Jersey.
My
plug.
Team. Crazy random time that like my dad came to like a game, came to a travel game like far away, right?
Okay.
Team was playing terrible.
Yeah, you fucking dumb
Not
freshman bitches.
Just playing terrible, like acting terrible, like trash. Like we got card, like it was just like people were getting thrown out of the game.
They do red cards in field hockey, like soccer.
I don't remember if they did. I don't remember what like the
nobody knows the rules of.
Yeah, I can look it up.
I don't remember what the level was, but there were girls getting like thrown out of the game. Right?
Do you get
so
red card?
I was like, I had had it with my team, and I refused to ride the bus with them.
Oh my god.
And that was me.
This is the story where you get
That's
wild.
Me losing my mind. Like, I lost it on my team, yelled at them, and wouldn't ride the bus back with them.
Nicole,
that's me losing it with my team.
Nicole, you took 10 minutes to tell
the
story just to
say. Okay, because the point is that you I didn't beat the shit out of somebody with a fucking field hockey stick. You, that is the thing. You show control. You show, like, and again, and that was fucking shitty at me, too, and douchey at me. Who the fuck was I?
Wow.
But I didn't beat the shit out of them. Oh, I was a fucking 14, 15-year-old captain of these girls. It didn't matter. It was stupid, and it was like
and you went
elitist and egotistical. Yeah, it was because he was also like, you're not going back with them. They're trash. You're better than that. Shocker. But the point is that I didn't lose my mind, and I didn't beat the shit out of anybody with a field hockey
stick. Oh, I would have went on the bus and berated the shit out of
And I have, like, I've had my molly whopping days, okay? And it wasn't during that.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm shocked. You're so passive in life.
I'm just
Have
saying.
Have you ever even been in a physical fight?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of we fun. Don't need to talk about the old days.
Rude! On the pod!
But the fact is that...
Three stories and they're in rotation, Daniel.
Listen. Her... If she gets charged and it's on her record...
As it should be.
Because she messed up for 2 seconds?
I think Greg's going for the heat of the competition. The passion of the fight and competition.
Like you don't,
I think you can have passion. I think you can also...
You never saw red when you were out on the field?
Of course I did. Many a times.
You ever pulled somebody's hair a little bit? Give them an elbow?
But what I don't understand... Probably not pull their hair. You're saying different games...
I feel like you get caught for that. Different throwing an elbow is like
nothing.
Normal.
Everybody did.
But you're saying it's okay in some games and not okay in others. That's what I don't understand.
Extra physical game like hockey. You're talking about hockey. That'd be like you saying
in wrestling you can't tackle somebody.
Right, you can't throw an elbow.
You're not supposed to fight in any
boxing.
Of them, though. You're not supposed to fight in any of them. Well, boxing, yes, obviously. But like basketball, you're not supposed to fight. Football, you're not supposed to fight.
I just feel like I agree with both in a sense.
Ugh, gonna, she's one of these.
But
wait, you didn't know that already? She's always.
I know, she's been doing it.
But I do think for sports where you have something like a weapon, in a sense, like a club, a baton. In hockey, though, even though they throw the stick before they beat the shit out of each other.
Right.
If you want to go if you want to go to fisticuffs.
Not always, though.
Well, when you
That's
high stick
thing.
Someone in the face, it's usually an accident.
No,
Or you
it's
can
not.
Portray it's an accident. But in the sport of running, nobody is ever actually
right.
beating
in the
somebody.
In the sport of running, you are running.
Nobody's actually
You're
beating
physically
each other
move
over the
your
head.
Job is to physically move away from somebody.
My point is, I don't think somebody's life should be ruined because they made a bad decision in the heat of battle. That's my point.
Battle.
When you're
right.
playing a sport.
This is not the North versus the South. This is not the Civil fucking War. This is no.
You, of all people, should
I
understand.
I'm so competitive. I am.
Exactly.
I am.
So it's like battle. You never want to lose. So she saw that she was losing.
I can't believe this is coming from you. I am devastated.
But you never want to lose in friendship. So, as we bring it back.
The glue girl. We need her to bring it back.
She's the glue of everything.
Yeah, because I didn't know that this topic was going to totally fucking derail.
It really did. We went like 30 minutes on it.
Derailed.
You have. The Tommy boys, 30 years.
If you shut it off, I apologize. But you know what? Honestly, I like this because I said to him too. I would like
you to love your sister on the podcast. Yes,
diversify the pod. I would like to get into like a full pod of like relationship stuff and whatever. Like, because yes, do I love talking about movies ad nauseum? I do. I could talk about celebs and all that kind of shit forever. But I feel like there's more things to.
You know what?
Yeah. To go into.
You know what the funny thing is? I don't think we talked about the trailer at all.
We didn't. No. We really.
Because it was so weird. Where it's like they try to make it look like a horror film. Do you think there's any possible chance that it's like...
No, it's just going to be the... A24 you think it's just really going to be ridiculous. It's just going to be the most uncomfortable.
Yeah,
they're going to make you feel so uncomfortable.
It's going to be the entirety, just of a... I think you should leave episode. It's a long one with Paul Rudd. They start...
Paul Rudd is so good at that,
that's the point
too,
of why we picked this
like,
song.
If you saw him on, like, Between Two Ferns or any, like... Yeah. Weird, like, with Jimmy Fallon, with all those, like, he's so good at just playing the part of, like, weird, you know?
They start singing in, like, this garage basement meetup that they have, that song, and that's why I thought it was, like, so fucking funny, but,
you know. I mean.
Whoa. We have to officially ask.
Oh, never mind. I've never said that. Retract my statement from the pod.
That's stricken from the record.
Yeah, all right. Please.
So let's get to the crux of it. Danielle, you've already...
You're the guest.
So you go first. Are you hitching your trailer to this movie?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And
a slam.
She slammed her empty wine glass. Nicole, are you hitching your trailer to this movie?
I will be hitching my trailer to this movie, yeah.
Movies?
What?
Go to the movies to see it?
No.
You're going to the movies to see it.
I probably will go.
Okay. Do you have children?
Whoa. No. Rude question to ask.
It's not a rude question. It's saying you're saying
I could be a real cunt right now and do this. But no,
wait,
I have fur babies. I have fur babies and they would not like.
But also, you're not going to the movies to see this. I put money on it. You don't go to the movies.
Bob will be like, we're not spending money.
I'm not saying
whoa,
that.
Bob, I don't think you're cheap.
I'm just saying.
He told me I can't buy the Masters.
You're not going to the movie person. You're not.
It depends. I'm a big going to the movies for Marvel.
We went to Marvel's. We brought drinks.
Yeah, I'm in on that kind of stuff.
I miss the.
But this is not that kind of movie. I don't feel like this is a go to the movie.
No, this is probably me and Bob staying home.
Yeah,
but I would go. It was a question, would I, Nicole?
You like it enough that you would go.
Yes.
Are you going to, like, wait for, like, the midnight showing?
Do I dress up as a hot dog as I go?
That would be fantastic.
Then yes, then I'm in.
Bob is the
driving crooner, baby. Yeah, come on. Greg,
are you hitching your trailer?
You know I am. You know that I love this.
I wish you had a beer to crack extra loud right at that moment. Yeah.
I'm out of beer. And we're out of time. So,
that was
perfect.
Smooth.
Danielle, you got anything to plug?
Her butt.
I was gonna say my ass, but that sounds weird for me to say. No, your sister's ass.
How'd you feel about being on the pod?
I loved it.
Would you come back and do it again?
I would. A minute I thought I was gonna pull an Austin and be like, "Whoa, can we stop fighting, please?"
Maybe,
we're not fighting. We're having a conversation.
We're bringing the big pink microphone in June, and we'll have to do it at your
house.
That
also sounds very dirty.
Yeah, you said some weird stuff.
The big
he said,
pink microphone?
You just lay there, and I'll take care of it.
No, lay there was not. He said,
what he said?
Sit, but
you just sit.
Sit still.
Sit still, and I'll take care of everything.
But lay there sounds way.
Well, that's why it was.
See what she does to me? She tries to make it way worse.
Yeah, but at least I'm not beating you over the head with a fucking baton.
All right, and on that note, do you have anything to plug?
Nicole, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, you just said it.
I have a new line of butt plugs coming.
Whoa! I didn't know about this.
Greg's faves.
Oh, God.
You can get them at www.reasonschuck.com. Amex is not accepted.
Discover, though?
Always. Discover what your butt likes.
Ah!
All right, we've gone off the rails. Follow me on Reasons to Chug, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
And as always.
And as always, stay hitching. Woo!